Welcome to the Strategy Session Podcast, where ASI's editors provide tips and tactics to help promotional product professionals improve their businesses. In every episode, we go one-on-one with a business strategy expert to gather winning insights. The conversations are sure to be insightful and entertaining.
Hello, this is Glenn Karpwich with ASI, and today I'm joined by our keynote speaker for the ASI Show Orlando, Dan Marino. Dan was a Hall of Fame quarterback for the Miami Dolphins who held every meaningful career passing record when he retired in 1999. Following his career, he has served as a TV studio analyst for CBS and HBO, a special advisor for the Dolphins, and has also held equity partnerships in numerous business ventures. In his Orlando keynote, Dan will speak about the work ethic that helped him to excel in football and his perspective on leadership, team building, and setting goals. Hey, Dan, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How's it going, man?
It's going really good. Pleasure to talk to you.
No, thanks. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate
it. This is good. I'm excited about, you know, coming up there and doing this. So
that's great. Well, we'll get right down to business here. So, being a Hall of Fame quarterback and setting all the records that you did, it obviously takes a high amount of confidence. Was that something you always had? Can people manufacture that confidence? Do they have to be born with it?
Very good question. I think really, you know, you develop that. You develop that over time from the time when you're a kid and you see what you love in life and that's something that you want to be or whatever it may be. And I think it's through performance and you're developing that through, you know, for me, through high school, through college, through, you know, my professional ranks with the Dolphins. And it's like anything. The more you do something, the more success you have at it, the more confidence you have. And you're learning all through that process. But I think, you know, the real thing is you get confidence because of your performance. And people will have confidence in you. You know, for example, playing in the league and in the NFL, people will have confidence in you if you perform at a high level. You know, and that's probably the best way, you know, to set examples.
Yeah. So going off of that point, who were the most influential people, like the leaders in your life that motivated you the most? And what specifically did you learn from those people about leadership?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Don Shula obviously must have been a crucial person in your life.
Yeah, that's an easy one to answer. Well, the first one I would say, you know, is my father.
Okay.
You know, growing up... seeing my dad, the way he worked, working extra jobs to help our family, you know, do the things that we were able to do and put us in the schools he wanted to put us into and just his work ethic all along. I mean, he just set a great example for me. He was a, you know, close friend, very close friend and someone that I looked up to as far as, you know, how he worked and the things that he was, you know, able to accomplish with, you know, and sometimes with, you know, very little. And then you're right. Also, you know, you mentioned Coach Shula. I mean, as a professional athlete, you know, the examples, you know, he set, you know, not only on the field, I would say, you know, you look at your coach and you see how he works and the things that he does and the expectations that he has of himself, makes you want to, you know, perform at a high level. But not only, you know, I would say not only on the field, but also off the field, you know, learning how to, be a part of your community, to give back, you know, all those things that you know, you see a guy like Coach Shula, your head coach, a guy who's been in this community for such a long time, and, you know, you learn from those things. And, you know, those two guys, probably, you know, my dad and Coach Shula, two of the most, you know, influential people as far as, you know, learning about leadership and motivation.
That's great. So you're in your post-playing career now, and you've been involved with numerous business ventures. What are some of the most important traits you've seen that determine why businesses succeed?
Okay, wow, that's a good question.
Yeah, sorry to throw a curveball at you.
Yeah, no, it's good. No, it's not a curveball. You know, the one thing I would say, I'm involved in a few businesses right now. One is I'm having a lot of fun with it, but I think it's I think it's really passion.
Yeah.
You know, doing something that you love, the business that you're in, you have a real passion for it. You care about it, you know, all the way around each and every day. You're thinking about it all the time, how it could be successful, you know, and it's also you know, the people, you know, the relationships in that business that make business go. But I really think, you know, I think it's the passion for it. You know, I don't know, Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza is one I always bring up because I was one of the first original owners of that. And now there's, you know, there's going to be 60 of them. And we're all around Florida and New Jersey and New York and Pittsburgh and Philly. And it's just been such a, you know, a fun process of, you know, seeing it grow and seeing the people that work in the business grow and how it's, you know, affected their lives. And it's been, you know, a lot of fun. But I will tell you that the passion that everybody has that works there to really put out a good product is, I think, really what makes it go.
Yeah, and I heard you started a winery with your former teammate Damon Huard.
Yeah.
How did you first get into wine, and what interested in you launching a business in that field?
Well, wine goes way back for me because when I grew up in the city of Pittsburgh, where I grew up in a neighborhood in Oakland, I mean, there's a lot of you know, Italian families there, and they would make their own homemade wine.
Okay.
A lot of kids I went to school with, so from that standpoint, and then just when I got to South Florida, you know, getting to know some people that, you know, kind of turned me on to a couple different wines and enjoyed that. And Damon came here to the Dolphins his rookie year, and we started talking about it. And he'd come to my house, and I'd open up a couple different bottles, and he started to enjoy that. And then, you know, we realized, you know, you were in one of the best parts of the country for growing wine and grapes, and that's, you know, Eastern Washington, and that's where he was from. And like he never drank a Washington wine. So I started turning him on to that. And after years went on, we talked about maybe doing something. And then I retired and he was still playing, and then he retired. And then we talked about maybe doing something together after we're both retired. So when he got done, you know, he started doing some research out there and just wanted to maybe do something, and we did it. And it's called Passing Time, and it's been a success so far. I mean, we've only been into it about 3 years.
That's great. So here's
you gotta try some, man.
What was the name of the winery again?
Passing Time.
Passing time. I'm going to take a look at it.
You go to Passing Time. It's Washington State Wine, Cabernet.
And what are you guys producing specifically out of the winery? Are you doing all like Chardonnays, Pinots, everything?
No. Just cabs. We're doing just cabs.
Okay. Yeah. I guess Sonoma and the West Coast is that's pretty much dominant on that end.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Washington cabs are, you know, they're coming along pretty good. We've gotten some really good ratings on you. Everybody that's listening, believe me, they would enjoy it.
Cool. That's great. So looking at today, the NFL today, there's a heightened concern about player safety that has really changed the way the game is played and officiated. What do you personally feel the current, you know, about the current NFL and the way the games are played today?
What has changed is changed a lot as far as the rules are concerned, especially, you know, from when I was playing, the way you can hit a player or target a player. I think, to be honest with you, I think it's really good for the game to – you know, to keep players' safety in mind. I really do think that Roger Goodell and the NFL is taking all the steps they need to do to help player safety. And it's, you know, it's really important, especially as you see as guys get older and some of the things that might affect their lives. And if there's a way that you can prolong that or stop that, I mean, I think the, you know, NFL has to do everything in their power to do that. And it doesn't, you know, you have to realize also that, you know, football is a violent game, and it's, you know, it's a collision game. It's a lot of contact, and, you know, that's going to be part of it. But I think as far as the rules and the way the game is set up now, I think it's in a position to really help player safety.
Yeah.
And I do agree with that totally.
Okay. So you retired in 2000, and the same year that Tom Brady entered the league. The Patriots.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you retired, because Brady entered, I believe he started
playing
in
2000. That's right.
Yeah,
I thought he was 99.
It may have been right around 99, 2000. But the Patriots have seemed to dominate the AFC East for quite some time now, even in the whole NFL, not even just the AFC East. How do you feel about the success that the Patriots, Tom Brady, and Bill Belichick have since then, being that you were a former Miami Dolphin? And I have a follow-up question after this in a minute. The other follow-up question was, if you were both playing in your prime against each other, who do you think would win that game?
Okay. I can answer that really easy. Well, Tom, I know Tom a long time. He's a friend, and
yeah.
And you know, they're an incredible organization, you know, franchise. They've been winning consistently for, you know, a long time now. And I'll tell you, as you know, as a Dolphin, that you know, I you know, as an ex-player, I appreciate, you know, great things and great players, and I give those two guys a lot of credit for what they've been able to accomplish. And you know, I tell people all the time, and the reason it is that way is because of Tom Brady and because of Bill Belichick and the continuity of those two guys, you know, having, you know, a great quarterback and a great coach, it is the most important thing I think you can have in this league. But also then you're able to, you know, fill the roster, fill the team to help, you know, both of those, obviously, guys. But, you know, it's that continuity between those two.
Mm-hmm.
Been there together. It is when, I mean, you know, if you look at me, Coach Yula, for example, we were together for 13 years. Yeah, we were the winningest quarterback, you know, coach combination until, you know, until Tom and Bill Belichick was able to bypass that. And I think that's really what it is. It's the, you know, the fact that you can have a head coach on the same system.
Yeah.
You can adjust through the years with different players, but you have, you know, that quarterback that can play at a high level.
That's great. Yeah, no, I agree with you with that, definitely. All right, it was your last question for today, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
With all of your experience in football and business, what's your advice to our listeners about how to bring people together in business and make them an effective team?
Well, the first thing you said, I guess, is the experience of football and team. I mean, that's, you know, even though you look at you know, you look at businesses, and sometimes, you know, people might not look at it that way, but it is. It's a, you know, it's having that team concept, and it's really everybody working together. You know, I always talk about, you know, the communication that you have to have with each other, how important that is for an organization. You know, and as if you're the CEO, or if you're, you know, somebody that just happened to be starting out, or an intern or whatever, you know, listen, have new ideas, you know, work together as much as possible. And then once again, I go back to that whole thing is, you know, having a passion for the business you're involved with to be successful. And it's about relationships too. I mean, a lot of businesses I've been in involved with, and even in football, it's the relationships you build over time that usually comes out, you know, successful.
That's great. Well, Dan, I appreciate your time today. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, man. Yeah, and, no, it's great. It's good. Awesome.
I know everybody looks forward to seeing you in January at Orlando, so you enjoy the rest of your day.
You got it. We'll have a great time.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Hopefully this was a help.
Oh, okay, it definitely was. It definitely was. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
Bye.
This has been the latest episode of ASI's Strategy Session Podcast. To listen to all of our podcasts, go to asicentral.com/podcast.